Network. That would be, you could send it in to 2251 Double Creek Drive, 2302, Round Rock, Texas, 78604. Or you'll phone in to 1-800-724-2719. Okay, so... It's not the Greeks he's after. It's the Chinese. Anyway, so welcome. Kato's not on this show. I'll have him on later. But I was perusing, as I do, and I noticed that Japan, in Japan, there's a couple of famous people. One person, I think, was the mayor of a large city at one point, and someone else is like a journalist. And they're starting a new party called the Japan Conservative Party. And, you know, one of my acquaintances told me, oh, this is, they're saying all the right things. So I was looking into it, and, well, okay, you know, they're talking about preserving their society and lower taxes, and, you know, some of this, it's just like conservative. It was like conservative America stuff. And a strong national defense. Okay, well, a strong national defense from who? What? I mean, here's the thing. There are two, if you're Japanese, and this goes pretty much for most of the countries. Oh, by the way, every morning I wake up and I say, where am I going? And what am I doing in this handbasket? Okay, where are we all going? And what are we doing in this handbasket? But there's one more question. Okay, so it's, where are we going? What are we doing in this handbasket? And why the hell are all these Japs following us? Okay, so that's the thing. So, okay, strong national defense. From who? Okay, so if you're Japanese, and this goes for the same for most of the European countries, probably goes the same for America itself. But what are the two things that they should be worried about? The two things they should be worried about is mass immigration and war, World War III, right? Now, so in Japan's case, it doesn't have, it does have immigration. It's not mass immigration yet, but it does have immigration. The Tokyo metropolitan area is now about 4% foreign. Well, okay, that doesn't sound like all that much, but it wasn't very long ago, just a few decades, my memory, that the vast majority of America was less than 4% foreign. The vast majority of America was less than 4%. Where I grew up, I hardly ever saw a foreigner until maybe junior high school, till maybe the fall of Saigon or something. Then you started seeing the people coming in. No, you didn't see it. So that's one. And so, you know, you look at, well, where was Sweden in 1960? It was like 4% foreign. Okay, so, yeah, that was 60 years ago. Things didn't happen pretty fast. So that's one. But then the other is the war. Okay, here's the thing. All right, Japan is an occupied country. Japan has dozens and dozens of American military bases. The big ones, they've got a bunch of big ones in Okinawa. So what do they got in Okinawa? Okay. The Kadena Air Force Base or the Marine Air Base or whatever, Kadena, and they got a bunch in there. Around Tokyo, you've got in down past Yokohama, you've got Yokosuka, and then in the outskirts, you've got Zama, Tachikawa. Tachikawa is an Air Force Base. Zama is what, Zama Marine or something. And Atsugi. So you got a bunch of bases right around Tokyo. Then, you know, up and down the coast, Misawa, I guess, is up north, and Sasebo is down on close to Nagasaki. And then there's Iwakuni. Iwakuni, is that the one that's near Hiroshima? So you got a bunch. It's occupied. Now, I remember, I guess it was Prime Minister Suzuki, more than 40 years ago, telling Ronald Reagan that Japan was America's unsinkable aircraft carrier. And I know Nakasone repeated it. They've had this U.S.-Japan mutual defense treaty since 1960. It was actually the grandfather of Prime Minister Abe, who was assassinated last year. He wasn't a sitting prime minister when he was assassinated. He'd stepped down a couple of years earlier, but he was still active in politics. And he was assassinated last year. His grandfather rammed through the mutual defense treaty. Why am I bringing this up? Okay, so the thing is, who do Japanese conservatives feel that they need to arm? Who do they need to arm against? What's the threat? Okay, so they've got all these American bases, okay? But no, they feel threatened by China. Well, and they feel threatened by North Korea to an extent, but mainly China, but also North Korea. Those are their boogeymen. Okay, the Chinese, we know about Taiwan. And if you're at all non-retarded, you know that they don't want to invade Taiwan. They just assume that Taiwan will, given time, will return to the motherland, right? They just assume that, because why wouldn't they? And, but, of course, if you get the United States turning it into a protectorate and using it as an even closer unsinkable aircraft carrier, well, no, that's unacceptable. But you would think that the people who live in Taiwan are even more Chinese than the people who live in China. So, and what I mean is that Taiwan is like 98, 99% Han Chinese, whereas the People's Republic is maybe only 92% Han Chinese, because they have these various minority groups. So that's an assumption. Japan is less than 1% Han Chinese, and there's no way that the Chinese would want to absorb 120 million non-Chinese people with a very different language, even though they have borrowed a lot of words, but a very different language, very different customs, very different identity. They don't want to take over Japan, okay? But Japan is a threat to China. And this is what the conservatives don't understand. Japan is a threat to China. Why is Japan a threat to China? Well, because Japan has declared itself the United States' unsinkable aircraft carrier. All right? Now, at the time that Prime Minister Suzuki and Prime Minister Nakasone made these statements, that was during the Cold War, and so it was really more an anti-Soviet thing than an anti-Chinese thing. Relations in the 1980s between Japan and China weren't so bad, so it really wasn't aimed at China. But nowadays it is, and so Japan is an unsinkable aircraft carrier. It hosts tens of thousands of American service personnel. It houses their nuclear-armed submarines and aircraft and other naval vessels. And it is a threat to China. It's a big threat to China. So that's the whole thing. China's not really a threat to Japan. Japan is a threat to China. And the conservatives don't get it. All right. So I started talking about that. Now, what about China? People say, oh, Slattery, you're such a shill for the chinks. Well, I am, okay? I am a shill for the chinks. But I have good reason to shill for the chinks. And it's not that they give me money. I would take their money. I would take it. But they're not giving it to me. And I gave up long ago trying to make any kind of money doing what I'm doing. You hear this radio show? This radio show costs me dearly. Not so much in money. I do invest money in stuff, but not that much. And that's why don't expect me to do my show from a studio with a microphone and a chair. Don't expect that. Okay? No, I'm going to do my show while walking a dog or dogs, whatever the case may be, all right? I'm going to be doing it walking around. I'm going to be doing it driving. I'm going to be doing it riding a bicycle. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm not going to sit in a chair. It's not going to happen because I'm not getting paid. If I was being paid by the Chinks to show for them, I would sit down. I could sit down for that, but I'm not going. But nobody's paying me. And it's just a massive opportunity cost. I used to do 22 hours a week of this because I had my 5 hours on RBN. I had 5 hours with David Duke. Even if I wasn't on the air, I was in the background, hovering around, feeding him information and whatnot. I had 10 hours on Stormfront and then 2 hours on Mark Collett's show. And then from time to time, you know, I might appear on somebody else's show every now and then, but it was 22 hours a week and I couldn't earn a living. I didn't have enough time left over to support myself. I did it for years. And so now I'm down to 6 hours on RBN because the Patrick and Jeremy show, you know, that adds an hour. I got my own five shows and then the one show on Wednesday with Jeremy. And then I often, I don't know how long it'll last, but I'll do Dr. Duke's show. But it winds up being less than 10 hours. So I cut back. I had to cut back because I was going into debt. And, there's a limit to what I could do. If the Chinks were going to send me a bunch of money or even a little bit of money, I would sit down, I'd get a chair and a microphone, and I would sit down and do it. Anyway, here's the thing. I would talk to you as fellow white people, but then you then you would rightly think I'm Jewish, okay? Because only a Jew is gonna talk to fellow white people. So I'm not gonna do that. Hey, this is what I'm going to say. We white people, I'm not saying fellow white people, but we had a good run, all right? We, from the late 1400s, you know, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and, Da Gama was not, he wasn't, I would say he wasn't far behind. He actually went in the opposite direction. And we had a good run of it for 500 years or so. And we created the modern world. We created the modern world. Honestly, the East Asians, I think they're getting better at being a modern world. They're getting better. And especially the Japanese, the Koreans, the South Koreans at least. I haven't been to North Korea. I want to go. And, you know, in Europe, Northern Europe was pretty good at it. Canada wasn't bad. In America, you know, we had really created a lot. We created the modern world, all this modern. The East Asians eventually would have gotten there. It wouldn't have been, like, they wouldn't have gotten to the space age in 1969. It's pretty unlikely. And here's the thing. This is why I think the Europeans were the ones who created the modern world instead of the East Asians, who, at least according to the data collected by Richard Lynn and Philip Rushton, Richard Lynn was a British psychologist, and Philip Rushton, he taught at the University of Western Ontario, and they did a lot of IQ research, and what they found just over their careers was actually East Asians have a slightly higher IQ than Europeans. But what else they found was their people, they tended to be much more clustered around the mean, whereas we are spread out more. So in the whites, we have a lot more geniuses and we have a lot more retards. They have people, they have a hell of a lot of people who are above average. And so you go over there, and honestly, you go over, and if you go, I haven't been to China since it was developed, but you go to Japan, you go to South Korea, and it's just full of people who are competent at their jobs. You go around, whether you go into hotels, talking about subway stations, talking about automobile repair, you're talking about the people who do all sorts of work, all sorts of professions are competent. You go into town hall, you go into an embassy, you go through customs, and everybody knows their job, and they do it, and they're efficient. They're good at it. And this, and they work well together as a team. But they do have fewer geniuses, according to the findings of Rushton and Lin. They're less likely to have geniuses. And I think if you look at the history of science and technology, and I think you could look in other fields too, if you look at the 1700s, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, and this is an era of individual genius. You know, Newton. Newton just sitting under the apple tree and figuring things out. Oh, wait. The what keeps the moon going around the Earth is the same thing that draws the apple to the Earth. Okay, this is, and just figuring things out, figuring out the calculus. Or you go to Maxwell, figuring out these equations for, electricity and magnetism and whatever the hell it was. It's late. Here's the other thing. Until the chinks start paying me money, you're going to get me, if you heard the show with Mark Collett, the reason, there's a couple of reasons why when Mark is on my show, he does usually 2/3 of the talking, okay? Partly he's cutting me a break. We record it early in the morning, and often, because I'm burning the candle at both ends, I've only gotten like 2 or 3 hours of sleep or something. And so he cuts me a break and he does the talking. And that's the case today. Well, then now I'm recording at night and I'm burned out. So what the hell was it that Maxwell's equations, I don't know, whatever they were. Normally I would know, but it was individual genius. Now, the thing is, we've pushed
fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Fruit salad.
Let's make some fruit salad today.
Oh, ho, ho.
It's fun to do. It's a healthy way.
Oh, ho, ho.
Take all the fruit that you want to eat. It's going to be a fruit salad.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We're on our way to Wiggle Bay.
Oh, I love that Wiggle Bay.
Just a few waves and we'll be on our way. You'll see gulls and trees and feel the breeze.
Oh, feel in that sand and let the waves touch your knees.
Now I'm recording at night and I'm burned out. So what the hell was it that Maxwell's equations, I don't know, whatever they were. Normally I would know, but it was individual genius. Now, the thing is, we've pushed science and technology pretty much to the brink of what even individual geniuses can deal with. And now I think we're going into the age of teams. And East Asians work better as teams than Westerners. So I do think... So I'm saying we had a good run of it. I do think that East Asians are going to be better equipped to move the ball forward. But honestly, white Europeans have moved the ball forward far enough with everything that we've developed. There's no reason why not just white humanity, but all humanity, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to all live dignified, meaningful lives with what white people achieved over the past 500 years. And plus, I mean, it's not, I mean, even more than 500 years ago, you look at the Greeks and the Romans and you look at the people who built the cathedrals. There were massive contributions from them then too. And of course, there have been some contributions from others outside of Europe. But we're far enough... But, of course, everybody doesn't live meaningful, dignified lives. The thing is, where we really dropped the ball was letting Jews take over our society. And I don't mean to rag on the Jews. I wish I didn't have to rag on the Jews, but somebody's got to. And and I don't think they're evil, bad people. I don't think that's the thing. But they have screwed up the world big time. And they've brought it to the brink. You know, I spent the past 2 weeks talking about, I've been talking about the Gaza stuff day after day. I was up late last night doing a lot of writing on it. And it's bad stuff. It's a mess. They've brought the world to the brink. And they couldn't have brought the world to the brink if they hadn't been able to take over white societies, America in particular, but we're talking about Britain, we're talking about France, Canada, Germany, Russia for a while. Russia has freed itself. People, a lot of people are going to say, "No, Putin. He wears a yarmulke. Putin. He has friends who are rabbis." Well, just screw you. You're retarded. If you can't see after all the what we've seen the past 2 years, with what's going on in the Ukraine, with the Jews at the State Department trying to kill him. And you're still going to say, "No, Putin. He's owned by Chabad Lubavitch." If you're still thinking that, I have no time for you. Just turn it off. I don't care. Just go stick your head in the toilet and give yourself a swirly, okay? So that's it. So that's where we dropped the ball. We let. And there's a certain responsibility. I mean, Jews are good at a lot of this trickery stuff, and they don't even know what they're doing. Honestly, the vast majority of Jews have no idea what they're doing. Even the ones who are most responsible for it, they have massive paranoia. They have these massive emotional responses. I mean, look at the responses you're getting now, where they're saying, you've got to turn Gaza into a parking lot. I was seeing Mark Levin, the great one, and he was on Fox and Friends or whatever. I think he's got a certain kind of intelligence. He's got like a high verbal IQ or whatever, but he's just a really obnoxious, awful person. But I'm sure he believes this stuff. He believes that the world is out against the Jews and all of this. But he was saying that the Israelis, they have to do what they have to do, and they have nuclear arms, they have nuclear weapons, they got to do what they got to do. It was a veiled call for the Samson option? I don't know, but it was pretty bad. So now here's the other thing. So Russia, pretty much uniquely amongst the white countries, Russia, and then its best friend forever, Belarus, which is technically an independent country, but they are a very close ally, led by the great Komo.
Hot potato. Don't spaghetti.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Chugga, chugga, big red car. We'll travel near and we'll travel far. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car. We're gonna ride the whole day long.
Russia, and then it's best friend forever, Belarus, which, you know, is technically an independent country, but they are a very close ally, you know, with led by the great comb over Alexander Lukashenko. They are not controlled by Jewish power, and you're seeing more and more of the. I mean, you should have been able to see it when Putin arrested these oligarchs like Khodorkovsky and sent others into exile like Berezovsky. You should have been able to see it then. You should have been able to see it when the Jews in the State Department, the same ones like Victoria Nuland, back in 2007, 2008, she was the U.S. ambassador to NATO, and she was trying to get Ukraine and Georgia into NATO back then. I mean, you had this vendetta back then. Putin was pushing back against it. He pushed back against it after the Maidan Revolution. He was pushing back in Syria. He sent the Russian Air Force in 2015, saved the Assad government. If you couldn't see it back then, you should be able to see it now. But what about the Chinese, okay? And people will say, oh, the Jews, they built up China. They stole, they moved all of America's economy over to China to be their new base of operations. I've heard that. It is so stupid. First of all, the Jews didn't build up China. Okay, we've gone over this before. The ethnic Chinese outside of the People's Republic built up China. It was first and foremost the Taiwanese. It was the people of Hong Kong when Hong Kong was a British colony. And it was other Chinese in the Southeast Asian countries, in Thailand, Philippines. There are just millions and millions and millions of Chinese all over Southeast Asia, and they were the ones who invested bigly in the People's Republic. After they did, then you started getting investment from South Korea, which was anti-communist, but they started investing bigly in Manchuria. The Japanese started investing. The Americans were latecomers. The Jews were latecomers. Okay, BlackRock was a latecomer. They were latecomers. They came because China was booming. It was already booming, and it was booming not because of American investment or Jewish investment. It was booming because of ethnic Chinese investment from other countries and other regions in Asia. It was the ethnic Chinese outside of China that got this going. All right? And then to an extent, you know, the Koreans and the Japanese joined in. That's where it came from. It didn't come from America. It wasn't some Jew saying, oh, let's move our base of operations. You know, we've spent all these decades making America into the most philo-Semitic country that's ever existed. They love us here. You know, you've got the evangelicals. Who are the Jews? When you look at these surveys, their survey data is about attitudes of one religious group towards other religious groups. And the group that is held in the most disdain, in the most contempt, is the evangelical Christians are held in high contempt by Jews. Whereas the evangelical Christians have this extremely high opinion of the Jews. So this is what they have here. The people that they hold in contempt in America love the Jews, and the Jews have it so good, and nobody can speak ill of them, and everything. So why would you think that they would want to then destroy this place? They've made it into a Jewish paradise, and you think they would just want to destroy it and then move their operations to the country that is the home of the one ethnic group on earth that has a longer, deeper sense of themselves, a longer history than the Jews. Because the Chinese, that's the world's oldest nation. They have the oldest continuous national identity, right? I mean, okay, like we can look back to the Romans, but the Romans is not the same identity as the Americans. It's not the same identity as the British. You can look. Okay, the America was born from Britain. Britain was born at least in part from the Roman Empire, and you can trace it back that way. No, but the Chinese, it's just been continuous, longer than the Jews. And whereas you worldwide, you've got. You know, what if you got 14 million Jews and you've got 1.4 billion Chinamen? There's 100 Chinamen for every Jew. So you think they would want to move their base of operations over there? It's so retarded. I've heard this stuff, and it's just so retarded. And these are people who don't even know how to pronounce the leader of China's name. They'll call him Zhe or Ji or Zhe, Ji, Zhe. They sound like they're like gagging on. Well, I'm not gonna say what they're gagging on. It's a Jewish appendage, bodily appendage. That's what they sound like they're gagging on. It's she, just like their pronouns. Okay, she. So anyway, I know I'm ranting. This is what I want to get to. So you have this country of 1.4 billion Chinese people. Who are above average. They are above average. 1.4 billion above average people. You know, honestly, they're not my favorite Asians. If you ride on a Tokyo subway, you know, when you come across a Chinaman, because that it's the Chinaman who's talking loudly on his cell phone. The Japanese wouldn't do that. The Japanese are more polite. But the thing is, this is what Andrew Anglin said. And Andrew Anglin knows a thing or two about Asia. And he says, yes, we all wish that Japan had won World War II, but it didn't. And so we've just got to face up to the fact that it's not going to be the Japanese who run Asia, it's going to be the Chinese. And we will be very lucky if it's the Chinese who run the world. With the Russians, I mean, but the thing is, if there's 140 million Russians, there's 1.4 billion Chinese. There's 10 Chinamen per every Russian. There's 100 Chinamen for every Jew. There's just a lot of them. They are of above average intelligence. They can work cohesively. I don't think they work really as cohesively as the Japanese and the Koreans. I think the Japanese and Koreans are probably more cohesive. But anyway, the Chinese are doing very well. And I think it was a historic anomaly that at the time that the Europeans were creating the modern world, that the Chinese were going through some bad centuries. They were going through some bad centuries. Now, the Chinese history is so long that these bad centuries, they were only a little more than a blip in their history, but they had some bad centuries, and they got way behind, and China became an absolute mess. But it's, there's no way it would stay a mess. You got too many smart people, and so just in my lifetime, just what I've seen in my lifetime, they've just developed like crazy. And there's no stopping them. 1.4 billion. And they have by far the largest industrial economy on Earth. They have they have greater industrial production than the seven advanced economies of United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada, the G7 countries, combined. They've got more combined, okay? And now with their ally Russia, which Russia would fall into the lower tier of the G7 in terms of its nominal GDP. Russia, though, it probably has a lot more serious industrial production activity than a lot of the nominal figures indicate, because the Russian ruble can probably purchase a lot more domestically than American dollars purchase domestically, you know, an equivalent amount of American dollars. But so you've got, and of course Russia has inherited and maintained a massive military and military industrial capacity. So the two countries together and their allies, they have eclipsed the United States and its allies. And here's the thing. Should we worry about that? Because what's actually more worrying? The United States and our Western allies being eclipsed by the Russia-China axis, or having been taken over from within by a Jewish fifth column that is actively destroying us, which is what's happening, okay? We're actively being destroyed. You just look around. Trannyism everywhere. Oh, my God, go to Walmart and see all these overweight white women who pull up their hair into some bun on the top of the head, and they're walking around with their mulatto children that white men are paying for through their taxes. Meanwhile, the white men are encouraged to be gay, or, oh, just pretend you're a woman. And who did this to us? And then flooding us with the massive immigration. And, you know, it's not just that we're being flooded with invaders, many of whom are very nice people, but still, they're taking over our country, and we're paying for it. Again, we're paying for it. Free Obamacare for everybody. It is. I actually read the Obamacare law, and the Obamacare law prohibited illegal aliens from getting assistance, but the Jews in the Biden administration just said, oh, never mind. We're gonna ignore that law. We're gonna issue some regulations and make it so it's okay. And make it so illegal aliens could get Obamacare because they're not undocumented anymore. They have documents. They get these documents when they cross the border. The document might just be a notice saying you have to appear in court at a certain date, and these types of documents can be used now to obtain Obamacare free. So we're paying for it. And, under the Geneva Conventions, it's a war crime to transfer a civilian population into occupied territory. And if you think of the United States as being a Zionist occupied territory, which it truly is in reality, if not in a legal sense, it certainly is in an actual sense, this is a war crime. They're importing tens of millions. I went over the data, whereas we had compared to 1960, so over the past 63 years, the white population of the United States has increased from 160 million to about 200 million, just under 200 million, so less than 40 million increase. The non-white population has increased from about 20 million to about 140, 150 million. Okay, so that, and you know, there's blacks have more than doubled, but most of that increase has been through immigration. So that's what they're doing to us. And as much as people want to Fed post and say, well, we got our guns, we're never going to do anything with the guns. We're never going to do anything with the guns. Other than, and this is significant, other than the guns are a deterrent from like Black Lives Matter entering people's houses. And they are to an extent, a deterrent from massive, police roundups and things like that, to an extent. But they're an extent to random black home invasions. That's mainly what they are, and that's something. That's the reason why we wouldn't want to give up the guns. But the guns are never, ever, 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 ever going to be used to overthrow the government or to fight the American military or anything like that. It is not going to happen. If it was ever going to happen, it's way too late for it now. So we are not freeing ourselves from within. The only chance we have of at least partly rectifying the situation is a collapse of the Jewish fifth column. And the Jewish fifth column that runs the United States is not going to be overthrown from within. It's not. I mean, you're even having, like, over the past year, we had Kanye West, who started talking about the Jews, and then Kyrie Irving, the basketball player, and Jason Whitlock, the he's a podcaster. He'd go on Tucker's show sometimes. And Dave Chappelle, he was on Saturday Night Live, and then Dave Chappelle went off on his audience. He had some giant audience of, like, 20,000. I guess he was in a basketball arena doing an event in a basketball arena in Boston, and he started talking about Gaza, and somebody said, shut the F up, and then he went off, and, but they're all blacks. Whites aren't doing this. Trump's not doing it. Tucker's not doing it. Nobody will talk about the Jews. All these people, I listen to these shows on, it's good shows, talking about, you know, it could be Alexander Mercurius on the Duran talking about the international events, the wars, but he won't talk about the Jews. And you got the people who talk about the coronavirus and, you know, Dr. McCulloch, but they won't talk about the Jews. They won't. They won't. And so there's just a few people, some people on RBN, young Nick Fuentes, Andrew Anglin, the people on TRS, obviously David Duke. And you know, some others, but we talk about it, but we don't have the audience. We're not going to overthrow the Jews from within, but they have gone off what's going on in Gaza, what's going on in Russia. They've bit way off, way more off than they can chew. And the American state and the Western alliance that they took over are being defeated. And so we are going to have a new multipolar system that is coming into existence. That
Captain Pelisson fell asleep on his pirate ship. Then he woke up on a bomb.
Oh my goodness me!
With roosters and ducks singing this song.
Quack, 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 cock-a-doodle-doo. Quack, 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 cock-a-doodle-doo. Quack, 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 a doodle-doo.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Wags the dog.
He likes to tango.
Wags the dog.
And so we are going to have a there is a new multipolar system that is coming into existence that is centered around the Russia-China axis. And honestly, although Russia's military is, I would think at this point, is still stronger than China's, but industrially, militarily, industrially, economically, and eventually, in the military realm, China is going to be supreme. And you know, maybe it's that's hard to embrace. Maybe it's hard to think that do we really want to give up being number one? Well, we gave up being number one long ago. Okay, we're not number one. We are we're sixth-class citizens in our own country. Okay, so just wake up, smell coffee. All right, I'll wake up and smell the green tea or the black, the oolong cha. I think that's what it's called, oolong cha. I'm going to wake up and smell the oolong cha, and I welcome. I look forward to the day that we have Chinese overlords, because it's going to be so much better than being ruled by Jews. They're not going to come over and directly rule us. But later in the week, I'll probably be talking about the types of things that might happen. where you have a collapse of the Jewish Zionist authority in the United States and in the West. And in its wake, you would have a United States, just like it's going to be taken down a number of pegs. The Soviet Union was one of two superpowers for two generations. And then it had its implosion or collapse or dismemberment, whatever you want to call it. And it was taken down a number of pegs. And after another generation and a half, it's reborn itself. It lost some territory. It lost a lot of population. But now it's gained dignity. It's gained rationality. It's a much healthier society. And so we're going to get taken down. The question is, are we going to get taken down from within or from without? And from without is way better. To have the Chinese and the Russians take a dominant position in the international system before the situation is too late for the United States. The sooner that the Chinese and the Russians can take over a dominant position in the world, the better for us. If it doesn't happen soon, we are being absolutely destroyed from within. And we don't have much time left from within. We can see the trajectory from within. Okay, so I want to say xie xie and zai jian. And I'll be back again tomorrow, Ming Tian, with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, residents of the planet Rockstar, please welcome on stage King Mondo, the Wiggles, and Captain Feathersword.
Now listen!
We're listening!
Gonna turn you around once and we'll do the Eagle Rock. Hey, Mama, oh, your rock is fine. Why don't you give me a sign? Just gotta give me a sign and we'll do the Eagle Rock.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.